Wife dubbed Britain's most jealous woman used 1,500 pounds, not to be confused with her weight, a month benefits to buy her husband three Xbox consoles in a bid to keep him away from other women. She's been called the world's most jealous woman because she makes her husband take a lie detector test to check if he's been faithful. And
wow.
Additional note that's not included in this bullet point, every time he leaves the house.
That is a little excessive.
Now, before we show what this woman looks like.
We already know what she's going to look like.
Dad, I'm scared.
There she is. All right, now, first of all, why is she getting benefits? Because she's so fat she can't work?
That's probably why, actually, yeah.
Now, why the fuck are we giving people money because they're too fat to work?
I don't know. It makes no sense to me. I don't know why the hell. I mean, this is Britain, so.
Yeah.
Could be anything, but, you know, because they're basically one step away from full-blown socialism.
Yes,
you want to see what her husband looks like?
He's going to be some scraggly corn head. Oh, yep.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Jimmy Crack Corn, and his soul died.
That guy looks familiar.
43-year-old obese woman claims handouts from the taxpayer because she's too fat to work.
Oh,
and says she can't leave her house to get exercise for fear of people making fun of her.
All right, then just stop eating.
That's exactly what it is. Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
Just wow.
All right.
I got nothing.
Well, first of all, the dude looks like a peeping Tom creeper.
Yeah.
And now I'm just going to say this. I don't blame her for this, for the most part, what she's doing with the dude. I blame her for being fat and lazy and siphoning money from people who are working. That needs to stop.
Yeah.
But she knows... She's a tub of guts. She is. She's a tub of guts.
She's a tub of guts.
She's not attractive. Now, she was able to lock down a penis, a live-in, vagina massager.
Oh, she had an internal vagina massager. Yeah.
She has a live-in vagina massager.
If he can even make it in there, I mean, trying to pry apart two pork battleships, just trying to get a crack
at
that
saying.
Swamp-ass pea sleeve fish market she's got going on down there.
I'm just saying, bro. You don't have to go there. Oh, my God. But I'm just saying that once this dude wakes up and leaves,
and why is
she's done.
And he's advertising like seven different corporations on his shirt. Why?
Maybe
if you want to make money for a billboard, have her wear the shirt.
Well, maybe he's a professional gamer.
Gamer.
Gamer. No, but, I mean, I get it. I understand why she's doing what she's doing. And I can guarantee you, if that dude wakes up and decides to leave, she is not going to secure another penis.
No, absolutely not.
No, she needs to quit eating or take some pills.
I mean, she's 43.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over for her at her weight, probably at 25.
Yeah.
At 43, no way.
Yeah. And this not going to happen. I can't go outside to exercise. You could exercise inside.
Because she's afraid people will make fun of her.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Quit fucking eating.
Mm.
Listen, it's called fasting. Your hunger is gone pretty much by day 2.5.
Yeah.
After that, a couple bouillon cubes a day with enough water and your vitamins. And I can guarantee you, after 5 days of fasting, she'll be dumping a pound and a half a day.
Yep. And that's really all it takes.
Yeah.
Just stop eating.
Yeah. Just stop.
And stop
eating.
Pretending like you can't leave the house because you're afraid people will make fun of you.
Well, I mean, this is a prime example of her stuck in the victim mindset.
Yeah. You want to know what really, really hurts? Type 2 diabetes. And the inevitable complications that come from being that overweight.
Yeah,
inevitably, the pain that you're in is far, far greater than whatever feelings could possibly be hurt by somebody chuckling as you attempt to jog down the street. At least you're trying.
Just go out and walk. You don't have to run.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and listen, Bill Burr said it right. You ate your way in, and you can walk your way out. It's just that simple.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pot for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.